There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 12th. Now, on this Friday afternoon, we have four soundbites to play for you. We play these four soundbites, one, two, three, four. And after we've played them, it's your turn. You get to vote. You get to send us an email, give us a call, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and your vote will decide which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four great soundbites. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That only goes to one voter, but it goes to the voter with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, what we have to have is your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And then when we've picked it, we'll name it, and we'll give away the LPR bundle package. We got four sound bites. The first one is from Pastor David Peterson. It's a good question. Did Vatican II, did it decrease worship reverence?
I think it did, again. And I think it has to do with that idea of the kind of spirit of Vatican II, of trying to be hip, trying to be with the times, and losing the sense of remembering that God is present in worship for us, that He's bodily present in the sacrament of the altar. And if that's true, we're going to act in a certain way. The primary reason we act the way we do is because we believe something's happening. If we believe that God Himself is speaking when the Holy Scriptures are being read, then we will listen to the Holy Scriptures being read differently than we watch television or the way we listen to the news being read. And there certainly came out, whether it's Vatican II's fault exactly or it's the spirit of the age and just all of these things, but certainly there was this, well, I mean, it was an overreaction, I should say. We certainly have to guard against the idea that God is distant from us. God is not distant from us. He's become a man. He's become one of us, and we have the closest intimacy. And He calls the disciples and us His friends. And yet, at the same time, He is God. He is almighty. And I think that definitely there was this casualness that came into the church at that time that over-exaggerated the idea of God being our friend. So God wasn't simply our friend, but God was our fishing buddy. And, you know, we'd do anything in front of Him, and we didn't care. And that was unfortunate. And that certainly denigrated who God is and denigrated worship.
That's soundbite number one. Pastor David Peterson, did Vatican II decrease worship reverence? If you'd like to vote for it, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for it right there. We've left space for you to do so. When you vote via email or Twitter or our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening and the reason for your vote. That's always very helpful, too. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. John Eastman. We were talking with him about the Supreme Court's impending decision on same-sex marriage. Here he is explaining how it is that the lower courts have been jumping the gun on gay marriage.
In 1967, the Supreme Court famously decided a case of Loving versus Virginia, which struck down the prohibitions on interracial marriage. A few years after that decision, a gay couple in Minnesota filed a suit seeking a marriage license, challenging Minnesota's man-woman marriage rule as a violation of equal protection and due process. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled against them. They appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court. And then they summarily affirmed the Minnesota Supreme Court because they said there is not even a substantial federal question presented by this case. And that summary disposition of the case is binding precedent on the lower courts. And the lower courts ignored that decision in rendering their judgment, striking down state man-woman marriage laws. If the Supreme Court upholds the man-woman marriage laws from Ohio and Michigan and Kentucky and Tennessee that are pending there right now, then it's further proof that all of those lower court decisions were erroneous from the get-go. They kind of jumped the gun at their peril. I compare it to a business litigation fight over the validity of a patent. And if you win in the trial court, and then you start acting as if the patent's your own, even though you know the case is going to be appealed, and that judgment gets reversed, you've now taken significant steps in reliance on a judgment that was not final. Well, whose fault is that? It's yours.
That's soundbite number two, Don Eastman on jumping the gun on gay marriage. If you'd like to vote for it, give us a call on this Friday afternoon, June the 12th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesztc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesztc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Angus Manoj. We were talking about the intersection of science and religion. Here he is answering the question, why should we have Christians in science?
They will be humble. They will produce models that they will test, and they're willing to revise them. They will use them whenever they can benefit their neighbor, but they won't absolutize them. They won't put that absolute trust in them, which is God's alone. And that will help them actually have a very healthy kind of scientific skepticism. It's interesting that the new atheists always like to hold themselves up as being especially open-minded, and that's why they don't like faith. But actually, having a foundation in faith that is certain allows one to have a much more searching skepticism of any of the theories proposed by the mind of man.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dr. Angus Manoj. Why have Christians in science? 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address @issuesetc, or our email address right here in the studio. We'll get those emails in real time with your votes. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. We've got the fourth and final soundbite to play for you, and after that, we'll take a break and we'll take your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four is Pastor Larry Peters, The Joy in Suffering.
We rejoice in suffering not because, hey, it feels good. It feels terrible. It feels awful. I think of Paul in 2 Corinthians when he says, we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. There's no joy in the suffering itself. The joy comes from knowing God's presence in our suffering, and then the realization that we rely not on ourselves, but on the God who raises the dead. And the truth is, as Christians, we are that many times in our life. We just are dead. We are empty. You know, when Paul says, God makes everything work together for good for those who love him, that's not God saying, hey, don't worry, I got a plan. Just hang in there with me long enough, and you'll see the wisdom of it too. That's God promising that these sufferings cannot steal us from the life that he has given to us through his son, Jesus Christ. That's our hope. Jesus, in John 17, when he's standing in the garden, he prays for our endurance. He doesn't ever pray for us to succeed. He prays for us to endure.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Peters, The Joy in Suffering. If you'd like it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it on this Friday afternoon, June the 12th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We're going to take a break. This break is a great time to give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, your reason for voting, and your city and state. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday,
the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Guard us who might deceive us.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 12th of June. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a little game where we like to play four soundbites for our listeners, and then they vote and they pick which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it is your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The notepad recently got much larger. They were smaller. Now they've gotten larger. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call. And if you call, you get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page right now and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, did Vatican II decrease worship reverence? Should it be soundbite number two, Dr. John Eastman, how the lower courts have jumped the gun on gay marriage? Should it be soundbite number three, Dr. Angus Manoj, why have Christians in science at all? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Peters, the joy in suffering for the Christian. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a vote from Otto. Otto says, here in the science hub of Livermore, in the gay marriage-friendly state of California, surrounded by irreverent contemporary Christians, I still found it impossible to vote for anyone other than Pastor Peters. That would be soundbite number four, the joy in Christian suffering. His short soundbite rejected both the word of faith, best life now heresy, and the once saved, always saved error, while holding up the theology of the cross for our salvation in Christ alone. Otto, thank you for listening out there in California, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Sounds like he listened to all four of them very carefully indeed. That's one vote for Larry Peters, the joy in suffering. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Out in Pennsylvania, Julie is on the line. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for number four. I'm just excited because our Lutheran faith acknowledges that there's suffering that exists in our fallen world. My sister's a great evangelical who does not. And, you know, we just don't have to work harder to get right with God, to live that victorious life. And it was great to hear such a clear response to when Christians do suffer and how to share the hope that we have in Christ with others when they are suffering or if we're suffering. So I just really enjoyed that talk.
Julie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. By the way, all four of these sound bites come from full-length interviews. You can find them all at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. You'll find them all there over the last week of Issues Etc. broadcasting. Hear the entire conversation with Pastor Larry Peters, The Joy in Suffering. Still plenty of time for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The new Issues Etc. book of the month for June is a Concordia commentary. Now, that is that name should say something to you. That is a critical commentary. That means it is written at a great scholarly level, but that does not mean it's out of touch for the average layperson. Think about this. The book of Ephesians is just several pages long in the actual New Testament. This Concordia commentary on Ephesians by Dr. Thomas Winger is about 900 pages long. That tells you how in-depth, how careful a study of the book of Ephesians this commentary is. Your pastor would love to have this commentary, I guarantee you, so you can call and order one for him at Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians by Dr. Thomas Winger. Or you can browse before you buy right there at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page. Click on it. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians by Dr. Thomas Winger. The Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week is Pastor Larry Peters, The Joy in Suffering for the Christian.
We rejoice in suffering not because, hey, it feels good. It feels terrible. It feels awful. And I think of Paul in 2 Corinthians when he says, we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. There's no joy in the suffering itself. The joy comes from knowing God's presence in our suffering, and then the realization that we rely not on ourselves but on the God who raises the dead. And the truth is, as Christians, we are that many times in our life. We just are dead. We are empty. You know, when Paul says, God makes everything work together for good for those who love him, that's not God saying, hey, don't worry, I got a plan. Just hang in there with me long enough, and you'll see the wisdom of it too. That's God promising that these sufferings cannot steal us from the life that he has given to us through his son, Jesus Christ. That's our hope. Jesus, in John 17, when he's standing in the garden, he prays for our endurance. He doesn't ever pray for us to succeed. He prays for us to endure.
All right. That's soundbite of the week, according to your votes this week. Soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Peters, The Joy in Suffering. Here is a late vote for Pastor David Peterson. Did Vatican II decrease worship reverence? Dan says, serving at a church where irreverence runs rampant, Pastor Peterson has given me a breath of hope. Thank you very much, Dan, for that vote as well. I can't make up my mind, so I think Otto in California and Julie in Pennsylvania will both get the LPR bundle package this week. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota, where they have small classes, an attentive faculty, affordable degrees, and they are confessionally Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota, blc.edu. That's easy to remember, blc.edu, or give them a call, 1-800-944-3066, 1-800-944-3066. Monday on Issues Etc. We'll look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fikencher talking about Jesus calming a storm in Mark chapter 4. He's going to not only rebuke the wind, but he's going to rebuke his disciples for their unbelief. And we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. It's quite true. We try and look for a plan as though God is going to explain all these things that happen to us that he permits and sends our way and gives to us. God doesn't explain himself. He's not interested in explanations. Because the real hope is not found in an explanation or how it all makes sense or how it all fits together. The real hope is found in that God himself, who shares in our suffering in the person of Jesus Christ. To the degree that he saves the whole world, he shares in our sin and our death to a full degree. And then he permits us graciously to share in Christ's suffering and reminds us there through that suffering that no one can snatch us out of his hand. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana at issuesetc.org.
And the love of God.
Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel, live weekday mornings, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, 7:30 Mountain, and 6:30 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.